Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, July the 21st, 2021, 14 minutes past the hour, 7:21:21. Now we're returning with the question, what fast food restaurants were founded first? Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Could it be G.D. Ritz?
Not G.D. Ritz, but that's a good guess. Not G.D. Ritz. What we're looking for, what fast food restaurants were founded first? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What fast food restaurants were founded first? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Baskin and Robbins.
Not Baskin and Robbins. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Not Baskin and Robbins. Is it Baskin and Robin or Baskin and Robbins? I don't know. What fast food restaurants were founded first? That's what we're looking for here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What fast food restaurants were founded first? 740-383-9944. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Denny's?
Not Denny's. That's a good guess, though. Not Denny's. What fast food restaurants were founded first? Long-term question here. Bob in this competition twice here this morning. But we haven't got our third entry yet. We're waiting. 740-383-9944. What fast food restaurants were founded first? 16 minutes past the hour here. Does anybody know? All righty. Here we go with a guess. Go ahead, caller. Oh, if that was you, give us a call back. 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, White Castle.
Not White Castle. Good guess, though.
All right.
Not the old White Castle here this morning. 740-383-9944. What fast food restaurants were founded first? 740-383-9944. What do we got coming here? Go ahead, caller.
How about Sonic?
Not Sonic.
Yep.
Not Sonic. What fast food restaurants were founded first? Does anybody know this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
A&W Root Beer.
Not A&W. Not the A&W Root Beer. What fast food restaurants were founded first? Does anybody know out there with a big old thinking cap on this morning? Go ahead, caller.
Dairy Queen.
Not Dairy Queen. Good guess. Not the old Dairy Queen. What fast food restaurants were founded first? All right, let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Hello? We've lost our caller, I guess. What fast food restaurants were founded first? All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, hey, how about Howard Johnson?
Not Howard or Johnson's. That's a good guess, though.
That's right. I think okay.
Not the old Howard Johnson's. What fast food restaurants were founded first? 740-383-9944. What fast food restaurants were founded first? Does anybody know? Let's see if this person does. Go ahead, caller.
What about Nathan's?
Not Nathan's. That's a good guess.
All right.
Not Nathan's. What fast food restaurant was founded first? 740-383-9944. What fast food restaurants were founded first? What a stumper we've got here this morning. 19 minutes past the hour. And we started this question with about 20 minutes left to go last hour. So we're still trying. What fast food restaurants were founded first? Now, when you hear the answer, think of how you're going to be able to mystify all the people tonight over the dinner table with this answer. What fast food restaurants were founded first? Go ahead, caller.
KFC.
Not KFC. Not the old KFC. What fast food restaurants were founded first? Does anybody know? Maybe this person does. Go ahead, caller.
Arthur's Treacher's.
No, that's a good one. We haven't had that one, but no.
I just thought I'd pick something nobody's picked yet.
Now, can you do Arthur Treacher's accent?
No, I can't do that one.
He was an old British guy, you know?
I can't do that.
Okay. Where have you been? I was thinking about you the other day. I thought he's disappeared.
Oh, I just got back from Myrtle Beach.
Oh, really? How was it?
Yep. Oh, it was great.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Wish I was still there.
You could have listened to us on TuneIn, though.
One day I did, but the rest of the time I was kind of busy.
So we were down on Myrtle Beach with you.
Yep, just one day. I think it was last Wednesday.
Well, I forgive you for not listening then, but I'm glad to have you back, but I'm glad you had a good vacation.
All right, take care, Scott.
Thank you, bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All righty, go ahead, caller.
Tony Pacos.
Hey, that's not bad. Not Tony Pacos, though. One of my favorite establishments. 740-383-9944. First fast food restaurants are what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Dairy Queen.
Not Dairy Queen. That's a good one, though. Not Dairy Queen. We're looking for the first fast food restaurants. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Not Dunkin' Donuts. First fast food restaurants. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what they are? Boy, I'll tell you tonight, this will be big. Go ahead, caller.
Rally's.
Not Rally's. That's a... Now, I have a question, though. Does Rally's have seasoned fries?
I think so.
I think so, too. I've had this argument with somebody, but I think they are seasoned.
I don't really like them.
They're not Wendy's, but what can you do?
More like McDonald's.
Wendy's.
Oh, I don't know if they're great at that.
I guess so. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, we're talking about the first fast food restaurants. First fast food restaurants, does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
How about the cinema or the movie theater or the drive-in?
Good guesses, but it wasn't the drive-ins. Not the drive-ins or the movie theaters, but those are good guesses. 740-383-9944. Are we going to have our answers here? By the way, if you win any prizes, you have till 1 o'clock today. You can pick those up a little longer this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Isley's.
Ooh, not Isley's, but that's a good guess. Not the old Isley's shop, but that's definitely a good guess here this morning. What were the first fast food restaurants? Go ahead, caller.
What about IHOP?
Not IHOP, but that's a good one. Not the old IHOP. What were the first fast food restaurants? The first fast food restaurants is what we're looking for. 23 minutes past the hour here. We're going to take entries up through 10 o'clock, but I'll tell you, we only got two entries so far, and they're both Bob for Zumbezi Bay here, and we're not having a whole lot of luck. Oh, I never thought this would stump somebody. Go ahead, caller.
How about Subway?
Not Subway. Good guess, though. Not Subway. We hadn't had that one yet. What were the first fast food restaurants? The first fast food restaurants. That's what we're looking for here this morning. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about the hotel?
Not the hotels.
Thanks, Doc.
Not the hotels. First fast food restaurants. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Carvel's Saucer.
Not the Carvel Cakes, no. You know, you can still get those Carvel Cakes at Kroger's. I've never had one. I guess it's an ice cream cake. But they still do sell the Carvels. Does anybody know what the first fast food restaurants are? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
The Waffle House.
Not the Waffle House. Not the old Waffle House. First fast food restaurants are what we're looking for here. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Are there any of them around here?
You know, I don't know where the closest one is. I'll look that up. There's not one in Marion, I'll say that.
So how about Rack's Roast Beef?
No, but that's a good guess, too.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let me see what the closest one is to here. I'll take a look here. First fast food restaurants. Okay. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Automat restaurant, like cafeteria.
Automat?
Yes.
No Automac. Thank you, though.
Uh-huh.
No Automac. Now, let's see here. We'll check and see where the closest location is here. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me see. Okay. There... Well, I know there's at least one in Ohio, I guess. So, yeah, they are in Ohio, I guess. Anyway, they have over 300 locations around. Interesting. Go ahead, caller.
How about Nestle?
Not Nestle.
Thank you.
Not Nestle. First fast food restaurants. That's what we're looking for here. The first fast food restaurants. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about Kewpie Burger over at Lima?
Oh, that's good. Kewpie Burger. Not the correct answer, but a good place to go.
All right.
Not the old Kewpie Burger over in Lima. The first fast food restaurants in the United States. 27 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what it might be? We'd love to have the right answer here. Alrighty. First fast food restaurants. Let's see here. I wonder how many of these are in Ohio. Interesting. Well, let's see here. You know, when you go to search something like this, it's a little more difficult than you would think, but it does look like, let's see here. I don't want to give the name. Huh. We'll have to see. Go ahead, caller.
Delmonico's?
Not Delmonico's.
Okay.
Not Delmonico's. First fast food restaurant in the United States. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. First fast food restaurants in the United States. Over 300 locations still out there. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
In and out.
Yeah, that is it. The In and Out Burger. So you Googled that, right?
Yeah, but every time I Google, it told me White Castle.
Yeah, it does say White Castle, but it says the what fast food restaurants were founded first, and I guess this is, I looked up In-N-Out Burger, and apparently it was the first one to do more than one. White Castle stood alone.
Okay.
So yeah, 1948, In-N-Out Burger became the first fast food restaurant. So we'll put you down, Trish. But that was the answer.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. That was it, the In-N-Out Burger. Now, they have over 300 locations in the United States. They started in California, and they are listed as the first fast food restaurants in the United States as of 1948. Now, it said there was one in Wellington, Ohio, but I'm not sure if that's still open or not. So who knows if there's still one in Ohio. It seems to be primarily on the West Coast, but there are more than 300 locations. So we got that. Now we'll have a nice easy question now. Here's a nice easy one. What did McDonald's restaurants first introduce in 1968? How about that? 30 minutes past the hour here. What did McDonald's restaurants first introduce in 1968? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What did McDonald's restaurants first introduce in 1968? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What did McDonald's restaurants first introduce in 1968? Now, I think this is a much easier question as opposed to the last question. We've got Bob in twice and Trish in once. Go ahead, caller.
That was the Big Mac.
That was the Big Mac back there in 1968. Now, were you around when they introduced that?
No, I was still a few years away.
A few years away. Who do we have on the line?
Dave.
All right, Dave. We've got you in.
That fast food chain, there's some confusion to that one.
Do you think we've got a controversy on our hands over the fast food chain?
Yeah, because White Castle is the oldest by like 20 years ahead of In-N-Out Burger.
Well, do you think... here's what it comes down to. What is fast food and what is not fast food?
Well, they say the White Castle is the oldest, and they have that. It was a chain before In-N-Out Burger was as well.
So what was the chain before In-N-Out Burger?
The oldest restaurant chain?
Yeah.
Is White Castle. With multiple locations.
So when did White Castle expand?
In the 1920s.
In the 20s?
Yeah.
See, White Castle must not have been considered fast food then.
Yeah, probably the term probably didn't exist back then. It was just a fast restaurant where you'd walk in and get lunch really fast. I don't think they probably called it fast food at that time.
Well, let me see here, because I'm interested to know when White Castle expanded. Because I understand they opened in 1928, but I want to know what year... Oh, see, here, White Castle didn't expand until 1959.
I wonder, yeah, it's confusing to read on that. because it says they had multiple locations in the 20s.
Because it says that in 1959, White Castle expanded into new markets for the first time since the 1920s. Billy,
maybe that means they franchised, they started franchising out.
Well,
it's hard to say. In-N-Out's old too, though.
Well, it's just, it's interesting because it says Billy Ingram, who had retired to Miami in 1958, built three White Castle restaurants there. So I don't think there were any White Castles outside of the original in until 1959. At least that's what it says.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Because I know they were pretty old around Ohio, too, back then.
Well, you know, let me see here, because I want to check one more thing here, because it's interesting to know this trivia, but I don't know when they would have expanded, because In-N-Out, there's some reason they're being, because even on their website it says it, there's some reason that they are considered the expanding place. Okay, here's what it says. Let's see here, and this is from the White Castle site. It says they have 377 locations, so honestly, not they're right there with In-N-Out Burger at this point. It's been generally credited as the world's first fast food hamburger chain, founded in 1921. It is known for its small square hamburgers, blah, blah, blah. Let's see here. In the 1940s, White Castle periodically ran promotional for sandwiches for 10 cents. Despite being founded in Wichita, Kansas, the restaurant has not operated in that location since 1938. Okay, so what we know is the first expansion happened... Well, I don't know. It looks like it didn't happen until the 50s. But who knows?
Yeah, that's definitely confusing.
Yeah, it's a little different, but I guess In-N-Out was the first to have a big expansion, I guess, is what I guess that's what makes you a restaurant as opposed to restaurant.
Yeah. Now, have you ever had In-N-Out?
I've never had In-N-Out. Have you?
Negative. I've never been to one either. So
I don't even know what the closest one is. It says there was one in Wellington, Ohio, but I don't know if that's still open or not.
Well, I'll look that up and figure it out, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, let me know if there's one around here.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I've never had an In-N-Out burger. Has anybody had an In-N-Out burger? 740-383-9944. But yes, McDonald's introduced the Big Mac in 1968. All right, on to the next question here. Oh, yeah, we're getting a call here. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know the fact that all White Castles are corporate-owned. There is no franchises.
Oh, no franchised White Castles.
White Castle, the Ingrams own them all. The family, it's all family-owned. No franchises.
Yeah, well, maybe that has something to do with it.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, thank you. Mm. There you go. An interesting fact. Okay, what year did McDonald's introduce Ronald McDonald? How about this, 37 minutes past the hour? What year did McDonald's introduce Ronald McDonald? You can get in with Dave, Trish, and Bob on the competition here, 740-383-9944. What year did McDonald's introduce Ronald McDonald? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Gotta know the year that McDonald's introduced Ronald McDonald. And you can get in the drawing here with Bob, Trish, and Dave to win a pair of Zumbeezy Bay tickets. And we'll be drawing for those tickets in about 20 minutes here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
1955.
Not 1955. Not 1955. When did McDonald's introduce Ronald McDonald? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. When did McDonald's introduce Ronald McDonald? And we can get you in on the competition here to win a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay. And if you've already won tickets, remember you can pick those up till 1 o'clock today or between 4 and 5 today. Glenn Coble and I will be on from 10 till noon today. Then Glenn will be on from 12 to 1. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4 to 5. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 till 7. Go ahead, caller.
1963.
That's when McDonald's introduced Ronald McDonald. Got you in there, Trish. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. We've got Trish in twice, Dave in once, and Bob in twice. Next question. Oh, here we go. Where was the first Pizza Hut built? All right. I'm getting a message here from David. Newest In-N-Out is in Texas. There are none in Ohio. So you can't get an In-N-Out burger here in Ohio. I don't know where you have to go. You're going to have to send away for one. Okay, our next question here is, where was the first Pizza Hut built? Does anybody know that? City and state. Where was the first Pizza Hut built? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know where the first Pizza Hut was built? All right, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Wichita.
Do you know what state that is?
Kansas.
Wichita, Kansas. You've got it, Trish. Got you in there. All right, Trish is in again. Wichita, Kansas is where the first Pizza Hut was built. All right. Let's see here. We got another call coming in. Okie doke. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Missouri?
Not Missouri. Good guess, though.
Thank you.
Not Missouri. It was Wichita, Kansas. Okay, what fast food restaurant introduced a popular advertising campaign in 1997 that featured a talking chihuahua? Now, who is going to be the fastest to their telephones? What fast food restaurant introduced a popular advertising campaign in 1997 that featured a talking chihuahua? 740-383-9944, 41 minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. Bob in twice, Trish in three times, Dave in once. Who else is going to get in on this competition? All right, go ahead, caller.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, you have got it. Is this Pat?
Yep.
All right, got you, Pat. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Pat, who gave me my clapper? I haven't get to plug my clapper in, but I'm going to work on that. Yes, it was Taco Bell, without question. All right, go ahead, caller.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Somebody beat you to it, but good guess. Taco Bell. Okay. Here's the next one. Get your dialing finger ready. What fast food restaurant boasts that you can have it your way? How about that? Get to the dialing finger here. Get to the telephone. What fast food restaurant boasts that you can have it your way? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What fast food restaurant boasts that you can have it your way? Bob in twice, Trish in three times, Dave and Pat in the competition. All right, go ahead, caller.
Burger King.
Burger King, you got it. You're in again, Pat. Thank you. Pat gets in again. He's on Trish's toes here. Pat's got two, Bob's got two, Trish has got three, and Dave is in with one at this particular point. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Burger King.
It was Burger King. You're a little late, but
no.
Yeah, but keep calling. You're going to beat somebody soon.
Okay.
Okay. A little late on that one, but it is Burger King. All right. Next one here. What fast food restaurants aired ads featuring a man who lost 245 pounds only eating their products? How about that? What fast food restaurant aired ads featuring a man who lost 245 pounds only eating their products? 740-383-9944. Who's got their dialing finger ready? We got Pat in twice, Trish in three times, Bob in twice, Dave in once. Alrighty. Go ahead, caller.
Subway.
Subway. You're tied with Trish. Gotcha, Pat. Pat is now tied with Trish out there. Three for Pat, three for Trish, two for Bob, and one for Dave at this point. Oh, and I feel bad for whoever is calling in here. Go ahead, caller.
Subway.
Subway. But Pat beat you to the gun.
Oh, man.
Keep trying. I think that was our friend Dave there, trying to get in here. All right. Okay, this might take a little more thinking. How many herbs and spices make up the secret blend used on Colonel Sanders' fried chicken recipe? How many herbs and spices make up the secret blend used on Colonel Harlan Sanders' fried chicken recipe? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, this might take a little more thinking. How many...
Are you there, caller? Oh, we lost our caller. How many herbs and spices make up the secret blend used on Colonel Harlan Sanders' fried chicken recipe? Go ahead, caller.
11.
11 you got in this time. Is this Dave? Okay, you're now tied with Bob, still one behind Pat and Trish.
All right.
All right, Dave's in twice here. Who's going to win this morning for having the most entries? All right, let's get on to the next question. Well, this might be a little more difficult. Go ahead, caller.
11.
11. You got beat to the punch. A little beat to the punch there. All right. Okay. Why did Kentucky Fried Chicken change its name to KFC? Now, this is interesting. This is not one that maybe is on top of the people's head. Why did Kentucky Fried Chicken change its name to KFC? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Why did Kentucky Fried Chicken change its name to KFC? Bob's in twice, Trish is in three times, Pat's in three times, and Dave is in twice. A pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay hang in the balance here, 46 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
People were on a health craze, and the fried part of the KFC didn't sound right, so they just changed it to KFC.
That's right, they didn't want to hear fried. Who do we got on the line?
Charlene.
Oh, Charlene, how you been? Haven't heard from you in a few days.
No, you haven't. I've been pretty busy at work, haven't been able to get to the phone.
And we haven't heard your niece sing there. How's that coming along?
It's getting there. She's staring across from me, shaking her head no.
Keep working on her. Tell her we'll give her an entry into the competition if she does it.
Okay, cool. I'll tell her.
Okay, thank you. Now Charlene's in. Is Charlene going to pick up and be our top winner today? Yes. KFC wanted to eliminate fried from their title. Okay, next one here. Which fast food restaurant is famous for its curly fries and mocha shakes? How about that? Which fast food restaurant is famous for their curly fries and mocha shakes? 740-383-9944. Bob in twice, Dave in twice, Trish in three times, Pat in three times, and Charlene in once at this particular point. Which fast food restaurant is famous for their curly fries and mocha shakes? Go ahead, caller.
That's Arby's.
That is Arby's. Now you're in a three-way tie there, Dave, with Trish and Pat.
Good.
All right, thank you. Dave now is in a three-way tie here with Trish and Pat in this competition. How about that? It's picking up here now, the heat. All right. Next question here. What sub shop is known for its toasted subs? How about that? What sub shop is known for its toasted subs? There you go. We've got Bob in twice, Trish in three times, Pat in three times, Dave in three times, and Charlene in once. Who's going to break that three-way tie, or is somebody going to come from behind? 49 minutes past the hour. We're going to draw here in about 10 minutes. What sub shop is known for its toasted subs? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Quiznos.
Yes, you've got it right. Dave breaks the tie. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, but I'm done calling. I'll let everybody else catch up.
Okay. Dave breaks the tie. Dave is it now in four times. It's Quiznos. Okay, here we go. What was the first fast food restaurant to offer a complete light menu? How about this one? What fast food restaurant was the first to offer a complete fast food menu? Here's an interesting one for you. What fast food restaurant was the first to offer a complete light menu? Bob in twice, Trish in three times, Pat in three times, Dave in four times, Charlene in once. And who else can we get in here with 10 minutes left to go? What fast food chain was the first to offer a complete light menu? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller. Not McDonald's. Not McDonald's. Which fast food chain was the first to offer a complete light menu? 740-383-9944. 51 minutes past the hour here. Which fast food chain was the first to offer a complete light menu? We've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 entries here this morning. All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
At Chick-fil-A?
Not Chick-fil-A. Not Chick-fil-A here this morning. Which fast food restaurant was the first to offer a complete light menu? Fast food restaurant that was the first to offer a complete light menu. Go ahead, caller.
What word are you saying? What kind of menu?
Light. L-I-T-E.
Oh, light. Okay, I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Yeah.
Hong Kong?
No, not Hong Kong. Which fast food restaurant was the first to offer a complete light, L-I-T-E, menu? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Dave in four times, Trish in three times, Pat in three times, Bob in twice, Charlene in once. Who's going to slip in here? What was the first fast food restaurant to offer a complete light menu, L-I-T-E? Go ahead, caller.
Arby's.
Arby's. You got it right, Trish. You're in there with four. Thank you.
Welcome.
Trish gets back in there and is now tied for the lead with four. Dave and Trish both have four. Pat's got three. And then we have some others. Go ahead, caller.
Subway?
Not Subway. It was Arby's.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. 53 minutes past the hour. Okay, on to the next one here. What was the first fast food restaurant in China? How about that? What was the first fast food restaurant in China? 740-383-9944. Bob in twice, Trish in four times, Dave in four times, Charlene in once. The first fast food restaurant in China. 740-383-9944. 53 minutes past the hour here at WWGH Radio Time. Go ahead, caller.
McDonald's.
Not McDonald's. McDonald's is not the one. The first fast food restaurant in China. Does anybody know what it was? The first fast food restaurant in China. 54 minutes past the hour. Going to draw for a set of Zumbezi Bay tickets here in about 6 minutes. All right, go ahead, caller.
KFC.
KFC is right. Okay, we got you, Trish. All right, Trish takes the lead now. Trish has been is in five times now. Dave in four. Pat in three. Charlene in once, Bob in with two at this particular point. KFC was the first fast food chain opened in China. The famous star is the signature burger of what fast food restaurant? All right, go ahead, caller.
KFC?
It's KFC, but Trish beat you to it.
Okay.
All right, what we're looking for here, the famous star is the signature burger of this fast food restaurant. The signature star is the signature burger of this fast food restaurant. Does anybody know what this is? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. We've got Trish with five entries. Dave with four, Pat with three, Bob with two, and Charlene with one at this particular point. All right, let's see what's going on here. Go ahead, caller.
That'd be Hardee's.
Not Hardee's.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Good guess. Not Hardee's. The famous star is the signature burger of this fast food restaurant. The signature star is the, well, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Carl Jr.'s.
Carl Jr.'s. Now, where is Carl Jr.'s at?
I have no idea.
Now, did you Google that one?
Actually, yes, I did. You did? Why.
You know, I have no idea where Carl Jr. is, but.
I don't know. They said they're associated with Hardee's, but we used to have a Hardee's here, but.
I know there's a Hardee's over in Bucyrus, but
yep.
I don't know
yep,
about Carl
is.
Jr.'s.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Charlene's in twice now. Here we go. We've got about 3 minutes left here. It was Carl Jr.'s. What year did Taco Bell first open? All right, there's one for you. That's a Google one. What year did Taco Bell first open? 740-383-9944. Bob in twice. Charlene in twice. Pat in three, Dave in four, and Trish in five times. That's where we are here this morning on WWGH Radio. What year did Taco Bell open? Go ahead, caller.
Carl Jr.'s is in California.
Oh, is it California?
Right, but the person that started it is from Upper Sandusky.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
He moved to California back in 1940 or so, and I think started open them up in about 42 or 43.
Isn't that something? Hey, I was thinking about you, Ernie. I haven't heard from you in a while. How you been?
Oh, I'm doing good, Scott.
Good.
I've just been listening.
Well, I'm glad you're still out there.
All right.
Thank you, Ernie.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. Ernie Brees has been with us for a long time. I was thinking the other day, I haven't heard from Ernie in a while. Good to know he's still out there listening. He always has interesting facts to share with us. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
1962.
You got it right, Trish. You're in again. Trish is piling them up here this morning. We're going to draw after this question. Once we get this one, we're going to have our drawing here. All right. Go ahead, call. Well, I think they probably just heard that Trish won there. Okay. What restaurant chain has commercials with the slogan, "Eatin' Good in the Neighborhood"? Which one is that? That's the last question this morning. Which restaurant chain has commercials with the slogan, "Eatin' Good in the Neighborhood"? And then we're going to draw for our Zumbeezy Bay tickets. We've got Bob in twice. Trish is in six times. Dave is in four. Pat is in three. Charlene's in two. There you go. Who's going to be our last entry? Is it going to be a new name? Are one of these people going to stock up another chance to win here, these Zumbeezy Bay tickets, "Eatin' Good in the Neighborhood"? What restaurant has that slogan? Go ahead, caller.
Applebee's,
you got it. What name?
Hey, finally.
I know. It was
first. I want to put Dave in.
You want to put, so now Dave is in second place, just, or is he tied with Trish? One, two, three, no, wait a second here. One, two, three, four, five, and Trish is in one, two, three, four, five, six. Oh, I have a question for you, by the way.
What's that?
You and Dave both drive the buses, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, here's the deal. I have talked to the mayor about doing this Christmas lights thing in December, but...
Did you really?
I did. But the I told him that I know two drivers who will donate their time.
We volunteered our time.
Well, no, I'm just saying now, I'm asking you. Now, would you two donate your time?
You could have said, I know two bus drivers that need overtime.
Well, no, I can't do that. You know, it's the holidays. We don't want to bankrupt the city. They got trouble enough with their books right now. No, so you don't have to. I'm not putting you on the spot here. And I didn't say any names.
Not at all.
No, I didn't say any names. I just said I would like to revive this program. I know that somebody certified to drive the buses will be a problem. So if I can get some people to donate their time who already drive the buses, I think it'll drive this through a lot faster.
And he said what?
Well, no, I'm asking you now. I don't want to throw any names out there till you both have said yes.
Well, I can't speak for Dave, but I'd be up for it.
You're up for it. All right. Sarah's in.
Well, I thought we were going to do the graveyard tour.
Well, yeah. Will you donate your time for that?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. I'm going to email the mayor again.
If you can get this all set up and ready to go, sure.
Okay.
I have no life.
Well, there you go. Okay. Well, Dave, are you up for the graveyard and the Christmas thing? Give us a buzz. Thanks, Sarah.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Now we're putting this together on the air. And Glenn will be there singing on the bus with us, won't you, Glenn?
Wrong.
No, you will at Christmas. You'll be fine. Okay, now we got, let me see how many numbers we got here for this random drawing for Zumbeezy Bay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18. A number between 1 and 18.
I've been thinking about this all the way in. Number 11.
Number 11. Let's say 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Well, how about this? Our winner is Dave. Now, Dave, don't feel pressure to donate your time. But you have to, you get 1 o'clock this afternoon. Anybody who's won tickets, because we still have a zoo and his wilds here to get picked up. Now, Dave, you got the Zumbeezy Bay. You have till 1 o'clock today or between 4 and 5 today to pick those up. And Dave, I'm coming back with Glenn here in 15 minutes. Think about the graveyard and the Christmas thing and give us a buzz in about 15 minutes.
The things that are real and worthwhile, but I would say I should have spent more time with my family, although now my son Mark is a documentary film producer in California. My daughter Carrie was on a show with me back in the early... about 10 years ago, but she has a couple of children. But I think probably I could have spent some more time. I was traveling a lot, but also the other thing is that I didn't catch on early enough that my mission was